It is the last straw. Trying to fall on the inside, the little green outhouse. Jerry bought her a horse for Christmas. And he was trying to follow her to the little, and I can just see that she didn't have it painted green when I was there. But the horse was trying to follow her into the little green outhouse. Oh, she's a sight.
Did you ever have any words, joking words for outhouse?
Well,
or did you just call it
outhouse?
Yeah.
We call it the privy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kids. You see, we took old catalogs out. That's what we used for toilet paper, you know. Old catalogs. And we'd come across, or in any of the magazines that we had come across, pretty pictures, we had them all inside the little outhouse, you know. And it was, it had three holes in the board, so three people could sit at the same time, you know. And sometimes we'd race to get there, it's way out. And there was always a diamond-shaped hole in each end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it didn't burn when our first house burned. I don't know, we used to have it out kind of northeast. And then, you know where the pear trees in the backyard? Well, we used to have it back there.
Yeah.
Back of that. And back corner of the yard.
Was the house always in that? Where it is?
Mm-hmm. Had two-story houses burn. Two barns burned, but that was somebody trying to, and we had the corn crib, and then we had in between the corn crib and the hay barn, there were stalls for the horses, like here, and then above that was where Papa kept fodder and hay, like that, and in the barn over here, that was the corn crib. And they get the corn, they'd throw it in there. And then up above that, they put anything they wanted to. You know, like if they had too much hay for the other place, your fodder, put it there. And in between the two barns, there was a shed come down and met, sloped, they built a slope. And that's where we kept the carriages, the one carriage and Papa's single buggy. And then Grandma Stevens, my grandmother Stevens, had a little, it didn't have a top to it, just a little buggy. And so, the chickens would have a place under that shed where we kept the, if there's room under there, we'd put one, but we had in the back of that open place, we had things like for the chickens to roost on, you know.